Hey there, boundary breakers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. And today, we're diving into something super important. Mindful eating. You know, that whole, chewing your food properly, thing? Yeah, it's way deeper than that, folks. It's about actually connecting with your body, understanding its needs, and ditching those autopilot eating habits that leave you feeling sluggish, unsatisfied, and maybe a little guilty. Ever felt like you're just mindlessly shoveling food into your mouth while scrolling through social media? You know that feeling when you finish a meal and realize you have absolutely no memory of what you ate? Yeah, that's where mindful eating comes in to save the day. It's about being present in the moment, savoring each bite, and listening to those hunger cues your body is constantly sending. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you become a mindful eating rockstar. First up, ditch the distractions. Phones down, TV off, no scrolling through social media during meals. Seriously, folks, give yourself permission to focus on the experience of eating. Imagine this. You're sitting at the table with your meal in front of you, the aromas filling the air, the colors vibrant and inviting. Take a deep breath, appreciate the nourishment that's about to fuel your body, and slowly bring that first bite to your lips. Number 2, chew it like your life depends on it. Seriously, think about those ancient cultures who spent hours savoring their meals. They weren't just chewing, they were breaking down food, allowing enzymes to work their magic, and truly experiencing each flavor. Aim for at least 20 chews per mouthful. It might sound tedious, but trust me, your body will thank you. Third, tune into those hunger cues. You know, the ones that whisper, "I'm actually hungry," versus the ones that scream, "Boredom eating." Pay attention to how your body feels before you even think about grabbing a snack. Are you truly physically hungry? Or are you reaching for food because you're stressed, bored, or feeling a bit emotional? Next up, portion control is your friend. Mindful eating isn't about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices. Use smaller plates, fill half your plate with veggies, and listen to your body's fullness signals. It takes time for your brain to register that you're satisfied, so don't rush the process. And finally, gratitude. Take a moment before each meal to express gratitude for the food in front of you. Think about the journey it took to get to your plate, the farmers who grew it, the cooks who prepared it, and the opportunity to nourish your body. It sounds cheesy, but it really makes a difference. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're having lunch with a friend. They're excitedly talking about their weekend plans, while you're scrolling through Instagram, mindlessly munching on a sandwich. Sound familiar? Maybe you even finish the whole thing before realizing you haven't taken a single bite of your delicious salad. That's autopilot eating in action, disconnected, unaware, and probably leaving you feeling sluggish afterwards. Now picture this. You're sitting with your friend, actively listening to their stories while savoring each bite of your meal. You notice the crunch of the lettuce, the tangy flavor of the dressing, and the juicy sweetness of the tomatoes. You put down your phone, take a deep breath, and appreciate the nourishment fueling your body. This is mindful eating in action, present, aware, and truly enjoyable. So, remember, mindful eating isn't about restriction or perfection, it's about cultivating a healthy relationship with food, listening to your body, and enjoying the simple pleasure of each bite. It takes practice, but trust me, the rewards are worth it: increased energy, better digestion, and a whole lot less guilt. Ready to take your eating habits to the next level? Start by choosing one mindful eating technique from today's episode and try it out during your next meal. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #HealthyBoundariesProtectedPeace, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this. Keep those boundaries strong, and never stop nourishing yourself, both physically and mentally.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.